720 WGN, Mike Steven here with you in the Allstate Showcase studio, filling in for Amy Guth here on the Red Eye Remix. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the studio. You know, the craft beer scene here in Chicagoland is really thriving, but with all the local brew out there, how on earth can you possibly keep track of it all? Well, that's why there's the Hop Review. It's thehopreview.com, and Tom White and Jack Muldowney are the co-founders of the Hop Review, and it's a great website. It's extensive, and it tells some great stories of Chicagoland brewing. Tom and Jack are here in the studio. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having.
Thank you.
You got it. Now, this whole idea of the Hop Review, give us an overview of what this site is, because it's not just another craft beer reviewing site, because there are a few of those when we talk about craft beer here in Chicagoland, but this tells the stories of some of the brewers that are doing their thing here in the area.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, despite what the name might imply, we actually we're more focused on interviews and getting the, as you said, the story from these guys. It really started out as us just documenting what we love to do, which was go drink beer. I used to travel a lot for work and used to just write down the places that I like to go and the beers that I like to drink. Being here in Chicago the last few years, you couldn't be in a better place for the expansion of craft beer. So we've just been there to document it. We go talk to these people, people who know a whole lot more about beer than we do, and just have them tell us what they're doing. And I don't think there's a more accommodating industry of people who love to talk about their beer than the craft beer industry, especially here.
Right. Everyone, like you said, Tom, in this area is really ready and willing to talk about their craft. And I think, again, this site is different. Again, it's thehopreview.com because you are interviewing these brewers. You're not just saying, you know what, this beer tastes good because it's got notes of this and it's this much, you know, alcohol or whatever. You are going to talk with the craft brewers themselves to learn why and how they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and not just craft brewers, too, we should point out. We're kind of interested in getting all different sides of the industry, all different perspectives. So we've talked to some shop owners, different bar owners, some notable, you know, craft beer bars around town. And then not just people at the brewery that are brewing, but kind of just getting insight from all different corners of it. Kind of what each person does at the brewery, what the different perspective is. So it's very interesting, and there's an endless supply of content here.
Yeah, we feel like
it's great. Yeah,
we barely scratched the surface. I mean, we just passed our 50th feature interview last week, actually at Eataly down the street.
Oh yeah,
Birria there. So we feel like we've already done 50 interviews, and I can tell you there's still a huge list of breweries that we've not talked to and really need to get
in this area.
Oh, all in Chicago.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few outside, but almost everything is here.
Wow. And 3 years you guys have been doing this website?
Yeah, more or less. Started out 3 years ago with the idea just to get something up to kind of document, which started out as actually documenting a little bit of our homebrew.
It always starts with the homebrew, doesn't it?
Yeah. We had been homebrewing for a little bit, kind of just, you know, taking a stab at it and trying to think of ways to kind of document it a little bit more other than just like scratching down notes as we were doing it. So got a URL, quickly decided that we probably shouldn't be documenting what we were doing because we didn't know what we were doing. And then, you know, wanted to talk to people that did know what they were doing and kind of could offer just different insights. So
that's where the whole idea to get the stories of these brewers came from, because again, on thehopreview.com, it's not just a beer review site. You are doing in-depth interviews, I think. I mean, you're taking your time to write up these interviews and to sort of get inside of the heads and the lives of the people that choose to go into this insane profession, because it is very difficult to do. And I think that's something that comes across. People love doing it, but it's not easy.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that we got right away is that this is really, it really is an art. I mean, there's the whole business side behind craft beer. I mean, these people are great on the business side of what they do. However, the really good ones, the ones that succeed, the ones that will be around 10, 15 years from now, are the ones that are doing something different. And there's a whole lot of them in Chicago.
And the passion, really. I mean, you can see some of the spots or some of the things that are kind of starting to take off that might seem a little more of like a quick hobby turned project. But I mean, it's really easy to spot the really passionate ones, which are most of them. I mean, to get as far as they've gotten.
Well, exactly. You've got to love what you're doing because, you know, anything in the food industry or anything like that is just, it's so tough on people. And there's a high burnout rate, mm-hmm. I think. You know, people who own restaurants and bars, and especially those people who go into brewing their own beer or distilling their own spirits. I mean, you could burn out in this industry pretty quickly.
Yeah, it seems like that can be possible. I mean, in the short time that we've done it, we've already seen some people kind of switch teams or, you know, even switch their role in the brewery a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. And it's amazing. In Chicago, 5 years ago, there were only a few breweries in this city. I mean, you had, I'm going to not list them all correctly here, but, you know, you had your Goose Islands. Revolution was just starting, Half Acre. But now, we have a brewery map on our site that we try to get a really comprehensive list of all the city and the suburban breweries, and I think we're at 50 or 60 city breweries.
Yeah, 60.
And
wow.
60 in the city and 70 in the suburbs. And that's incredible when you think about the state of what the city was in 5 years ago. I mean, Chicago's always been a beer drinker city, but it has never been a beer brewer city until 5 years ago.
That is unbelievable. Again, the site is called thehopreview.com, thehopreview.com. And the latest entry that you have on your website, you went to Maui Brewing Company, which is not in Maui.
It is in Maui. So we actually, a good friend of ours that's helped us with photography and a few things, offered to, one of the things that we've done a lot, and we've all been really conscious of when we travel, is if not by default, but now a little more purposefully, go to breweries and see, you know, if we can get, you know, talk to some people from our travels too, to, again, get a different insight from what we're just seeing in the Midwest. So, our friend Nate Azark went out there and got to interview Maui, which is, for Hawaii, kind of the same thing. I mean, a little late to start. There are a couple breweries there that have been around for a while, maybe a decade or more. And then their growth is just taking off really well.
And, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that one came about through them finding us on Instagram. And someone had they'd posted from Kona Brewing, which is another big Hawaiian brewing company. And the guy at Maui just messaged the image from Kona and said, you know, you guys should come talk to us, and ended up setting up this interview for Jack's friends. So, I mean, it's just great to see that everyone's just so willing to talk about what they do. I mean, it doesn't matter what state you're in. We've even talked to some international brewers as well. It's a pretty universal feeling.
So you've got people seeking you out at the Hop Review these days, saying, hey, you should check us out because we're willing to tell our story too.
Yeah, it's starting to get like that. I mean, we're definitely still doing a lot of the tracking the people down. I mean, a lot of these breweries are 2-3 people in the entire company.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have a ton of time for us to come in and use up some of their time. But it's starting to get that way, for sure. I mean, we're honored whenever somebody says that they'd like us to stop in and check out their space.
We're really good about coming in and drinking plenty of beer. And
you guys are good at
spending
that.
Spending several hours.
That's nice.
At the brewery. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are good people. Appreciate that. Also, the pictures on the site are cool. I think there's some good photography too. So not only are we getting the written word and getting inside of the heads of the people that are brewing this beer, but we get a sneak peek into some of these breweries, which is great.
Yeah, I think that is something we've really tried to leverage as much as we can and as much as we're capable. We try and keep it somewhat editorial feeling, and not just, you know, kind of glossy shots of a beer on the bar, but a little more candid, kind of some insight stuff. We understand that not everyone gets to see all the inner workings of these different breweries and bars, so we're happy to try and share that. So
sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not pretty.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
You've got a warehouse or a small room, and you could cram everything that you can in that room and try to make some beer.
Oh, we've seen a few of those.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, for the most part, we're almost always doing our own photography nowadays, but we have done a lot of work with Melinda Myers, who's a really talented photographer who lives in Tinley Park. She's helped us out several of our more notable ones, like the Lagunitas one we did with Tony McGee was a big deal for us, and she was nice enough to come in there and drink some beers and shoot some photos with us. So
Yes, we pay photographers in beer if there are any other ones.
Anyone interested and would like some a few beers and take some photos of us, we'd love you. We'd love you to come along.
and you pay in beer.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
TheHopReview.com is the website. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the Chicagoland craft brewing scene because, Tom, as you said, it's booming right now. We have so many breweries here in the area, and we'll talk all about that and how the Hop Review fits into that scene. Tom White and Jack Muldowney are the co-founders of the Hop Review. Again, thehopreview.com is the website. I'm Mike Steven. We'll take a short break. Stay tuned. This is 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven here with you, filling in for Amy Guth on the Red Eye Remix. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio. We're talking about beer and Chicagoland beer. I've got the guys from The Hop Review here in the studio. You can check out thehopreview.com. It's a great beer website, basically. Not only beer reviews, but going inside of these different breweries around the area and seeing what makes the people that choose to go into this crazy industry tick. It's in some cases, I think a really fascinating look into how the operations of these different breweries work. Because, you know, we like beer, right? We consume beer, but we oftentimes don't think about where this stuff came from. And there are some really great and powerful stories behind some of these different brews, and you guys are telling that story at thehopreview.com. But let's talk about what we have here in Chicagoland. Now, Tom, I know you said in the city, how many breweries are we up to in Chicago?
I think our official count now is 60. And you know, some of those are still in planning. But majority of those are opening or about to open.
Yeah. And how do these different breweries stay in business? And here's what I mean by that. Because there are so many, the competition is huge. I mean, you think about when you go to Binny's or you go to your corner store and you walk down the beer aisle, and I drink beer, I love beer, and every time I feel like I go to a store, there's some beer that I've never heard of. And I'll look closer and it says, oh, brewed in Chicago. What? Yeah. You know, where's this stuff happening? How do these breweries make it?
It's a really interesting question. I think that's coming up a lot more now. And I think, I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it. I think that people either assume that it is this really friendly industry for the most part, and people are very willing to help each other out. But a lot of times, you know, it comes down to it, these are businesses fighting for the same market share. So I don't know, it's a tough question to answer. I think one of the more obvious ones is, like you said, you're going to Binny's, or you're going to any bar around town, and there's literally only so much space. There's only so much shelf space.
Yeah.
There's only so many draft lines in a bar.
Right.
So it's tough. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
In general, us as craft beer drinkers, we tend to be very faithful to craft beer, but not necessarily to a particular brewery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'll go in and I think I'm the same as a lot of guys like, you know, craft beer drinkers, and we'll go in and just try something new. You know, if we haven't had it, we're going to drink it, which is great for the new guy. But how do you establish that loyalty from your customer? And that's what a lot of breweries, I think, to take that next step, that's the struggle for them.
Well, right. You think about the macros. They have that brand loyalty, you know, and I think they do a fairly good job of establishing that through advertising. You think about your Budweiser ads, and you've got the Clydesdales, of course. Everyone thinks about that, you know, the Budweiser commercials, and Budweiser's been around for a long time. Same thing with Miller and, you know, Old Style and PBR. They've got that brand loyalty. Mm-hmm. And these craft beers, a lot of them haven't been around for that long, but they're good, but they're still working on establishing that hook and getting people locked into what they're doing. And I just think that sometimes it's got to be a very difficult proposition for someone who's just starting out, maybe somebody who's just opening their own brewery, going up against A, all the other craft brewers who are out there, and B, the macros. I got to think that's really difficult.
Yeah. I mean, it is in a lot of senses. I think one of the ways that some people have kind of found, some of these smaller breweries have sort of found their niche is the idea of, like, some of them being very hyper-local. I know we can each speak to that, which is one of the really unique things I think that exists certainly in Chicago, I mean, in a lot of other regions as well, but Chicago being as big as it is and how many smaller breweries there are and like smaller tap rooms, the idea of a brewery kind of serving your neighborhood is a little more, is being welcomed a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I live up in East Lakeview and, you know, I go to Dry Hop a lot. It's on my street.
Sure.
So that's my craft brewery, but Tom lives in North Center, so, you know, he has a couple options that he can walk to in a couple blocks. So not that it's your default, but, you know, you get a little friendly there, and it's your neighborhood brewery. So
yeah, and you're also addressing their freshness of beer. So the idea of having an IPA from Spiteful, for example, I think they're the ultimate example of a brewery that you will be very hard-pressed to walk into a store and find a beer from them that's more than 2 weeks old. In fact, I've been into a store, and they've had a one-day-old beer. It was literally canned yesterday. And you will never see that from a macro brew. And that's fine. I mean, that's what they're for. They're there for mass. They're cheap.
That's why you Beechwood age those beers.
Yeah.
A little shot against Budweiser. I got that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, going back to your earlier point, there you create loyalty, as Jack said, through people just knowing that is what they like to drink. But they're also helping each other out. So if Half Acre success helps the other guys in the neighborhood, people like the Spitefuls or Beguiles who are right down the street.
Yeah, right.
Everyone knows that those guys are making solid stuff. Mm-hmm. So when I walk into my store, my bottle shop down the street, then I can pick and choose from any of these guys, and I know it's going to be a solid product, even if I haven't had that specific beer from them.
The whole notion, I think, and you guys brought this up, of the neighborhood brewery. I mean, how great is it that we can say that phrase, neighborhood brewery? And in Chicago, you rattled off, Tom, a few breweries like Beguile and, you know, Half Acre and Revolution. These are all in neighborhoods. And now, you know, you've got your neighborhood tavern, but it's becoming, in Chicago, a thing where you can have your neighborhood brewery and you can walk down to the corner bar, or you could walk down to the corner brewery. Same thing with Dry Hop. I mean, it's not like it's a huge operation. It's about the size of a bar or a restaurant, and you can walk right in, and it is a full-fledged brewery.
Yeah. I mean, and some of these are purposefully done that way. You know, there's a lot of craft breweries, yeah, but there are also some that are intentionally not doing production for that reason. You know, they want you to come to the neighborhood spot, get it fresh from the source. It's not, you know, either for scale or for freshness, it's not going to be packaged in cans and shipped all over the city or all over the region or anything like that. So you are getting some of these neighborhoods that are starting to, which I think is really exciting for Chicago, start to build out that sort of beer destination. We're seeing that in a few spots around town, which is cool. I mean, one is the South Loop over here. There's a few that have popped up.
Yeah.
Relatively close to each other, so it's starting to become like a beer destination. You can go down and check out three in an afternoon. So.
And in the suburbs, too, because you've got like Two Brothers I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. There's Penrose, I think, is in Geneva.
Yep.
And you've got a bunch that are popping up in the suburbs, so it's not just Chicago. You can have your community brewery in your suburb or your small town or wherever you live.
Yeah, we were actually just at Penrose doing an interview. I believe that'll be our 52nd interview. So a few more weeks, you'll see that one on the site. And I mean, it's amazing. You have this small town that I would bet you a couple years ago, really craft beer, you know, probably lagged a few years behind the city as far as the acceptance of that in the average bar.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see this brewery like Penrose, which is brewing some of the better beer I've ever had.
Totally.
I mean, they're brewing all the stuff you expect, like your IPAs and, you know, your stouts, but also they have a sour program there, which is unmatched in the city. I mean, they're on par with anything that, you know, Goose Island and those guys are doing. I say sour, I mean wild beer, so some sours, just some funky stuff that they're doing out there. So it's amazing to see the quality of beer that's coming from this entire region, not just the city.
When you talk to these different brewers on thehopreview.com, do you ask them about, you know, we talked a little bit about distribution to stores, but there's also distributing to bars and the whole idea of you got to get out there, you've got to hustle, you've got to sell your product. You know, you could have the greatest beer in the world, according to you, but if nobody knows about it, then no one's going to drink it. So do these different breweries have a staff where they can go out to different stores and different bars and say, you should really have our product in this place?
It's it's different. You know, that you'd think that that person exists in a lot of these places. And like we mentioned, Spiteful, and we got to talk to a guy by the name of Calvin Fredrickson over there, who is one of the, I mean, talk about jack of all trades. He helps brewing the beer, canning the beer, running the place. He's there like all hours. He's biking all over town, delivering, working on accounts.
Got to hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's to hear him tell you his list of, you know, things he does around or for the brewery. You're like, I thought I would have assumed, you know, that you have a salesperson or some rep that's kind of being the face of the company outside of here. But
yeah.
Yeah. The idea of a small brewery when they start, whether or not they want to do self-distribution or sign on to one of the major distributors in town, of which there are several, that's a big decision because, I mean, you look at, as Jack said, Spiteful. I mean, there are four or five people in that entire company. And then that's a lot of resources for that one person to be out there every single day. But for them, as I spoke about them with Freshness earlier, they think it's worth it because they don't have to send their beer to a warehouse. They send it directly to where it's going to be.
Right, there's no middleman delivery system.
Exactly. But then again, you got to have that person willing to do that, which that's why distributors exist, because they are helping you make those connections, get your beer out there efficiently, relatively quickly.
Well, I think what you guys are doing at The Hop Review is pretty cool. And you can go on to thehopreview.com. That's thehopreview.com to learn about the stories of the different Chicagoland brewers and brewers from outside of Chicagoland, as we talked about. And really some great insight, I think, into the Chicagoland craft brewing scene. You guys started that whole website. Again, Tom White and Jack Muldowney, thank you so much for coming by the studio and talking about beer. I'm always game for talking about beer, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a good topic.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Never a wrong time to have a beer.
That's right. Let's do it. Tom White, Jack Muldowney from thehopreview.com. Thanks so much for coming by. I appreciate it. I'm Mike Steven. We'll take a short break. Don't go away. Much more coming up here on 720 WGN.